This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1998, recorded on Thursday, the 15th of February, 2018. I'm Paddy, and I'm joined by Ian. Now, today, as always, we'll have some news about the city, some letters to the evening news and some features, the first of which asks whether the old gas holder across the road from the cathedral in Gas Hill should stay as a reminder of our past. Then, at the end of this week's Chatterbox, you can stay listening to this month's Let's Talk magazine. We'll remind you about this again at the close of our recording. Today we welcome new listeners, Elsie Bailey of Wyndham, who joined us last week, and Audrey Sargent of Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening.
First, some news items with very much a local theme, as we hear of works commencing to the Castle Mound, and a video produced to boost this site as a feature. Then the Lord Mayor's procession gets an early mention, as does a projected visit to our city in 2020 of a giant Diplodocus skeleton, where it will be installed for a while at the cathedral. Excavations of Norwich Castle keep and mound will begin next week as details of a multi-million pound redesign have been unveiled. Detailed plans for the £13.5 million project to restore the Norwich Castle to its medieval glory could be lodged by the end of April, and architects Fielden and Mawson presented some of their ideas to Norwich City Council. It includes a new 360-degree viewing platform on the battlements, a more than doubling of the visitor capacity of the keep from 180 to more than 500. Preliminary excavation work will begin within days as archaeologists explore the keep foundations and the man-made mound. Knowledge of the mound is very thin, and we hope to learn a lot more, particularly if the keep has foundations and how deep they are, said Hugh Fielden of Fielden and Mawson. They have got a year for excavations, which start next week. This is not just a castle, it is a royal palace, added Mr. Fielden. The vision is creating a new world-class heritage offer at the heart of Norwich. Norwich was the first castle in Europe to have an external stone staircase going up to the principal floor, and we want to reposition that staircase. New entrances are planned for school and wedding parties, and the main entrance will be relocated. Dr. John Davis, chief curator at Norfolk Museum Service, said they hope to complete the project by Easter 2020.
As a major new exhibition puts a spotlight on the 900 years of the history of Norwich Castle, author, actor and all-round national treasure Stephen Fry has voiced a new video looking at the past, present and future of this amazing city landmark. Launched online to coincide with the opening of the Square Box on the Hill exhibition, the short film takes people over the skyline of the city and into the castle, while Mr. Fry speaks of its history, the new exhibition, and the ambitious Gateway to Medieval England project, aiming to reimagine the castle's keep as it was in the days of the Norman kings. People often say, if stones could speak, what a story they could tell. In the case of Norwich Castle, it is almost a millennium of stories, he says, reflecting on its past as a royal palace, a prison, and now a museum. The Square Box on the Hill lifts a lid on this marvellous box of delights and shows how it will continue to inspire for the next 900 years. He praises the way the £13.5 million Gateway to Medieval England project, supported by the Heritage Lottery Fund, aims to bring the castle's royal past back to the fore. The Square Box on the Hill is open at Norwich Castle and runs until June the 3rd. Visit the website museums.norfolk.gov.uk/Norwich Castle.
It's a wonderful thing to be involved in. That's the message from a city school that will be part of the Carnival Spectacular that is the Lord Mayor's procession. a call has been made for community groups and businesses to be part of the party atmosphere by having a float at this summer's event. And Norwich City Council's plea to join in the festivities, which this year is marking 250 years of the circus, has been backed by two groups who will be part of the 70 or so floats expected to be involved in the procession in July. Anne-Marie Lacey is assistant head teacher of Catton Grove Primary School. We have taken part in it for the last couple of years and will be taking part in it again later this year and expect to have about 40 children involved. We'll be following the circus theme and we're going to go for something which we think will be really, really exciting. Meanwhile, Jane Keeley, an instructor with Zumba and Power Hoop with Jane, will be having a float in the procession for the first time. She said, "Our ladies like to do something every year. We've done Race for Life last year and have raised money for Finbar's Force. And they all said we need to do the Lord Mayor's procession." The procession, which takes place on July the 7th, is the centrepiece of the Lord Mayor's celebration, which will be celebrating 250 years of circus throughout 2018, after being named one of the UK's six cities of circus for recognition of its rich circus heritage.
A huge dinosaur skeleton has started a tour of the UK, which will bring it to Norwich. The 26-metre centrepiece has been unveiled at the Dorset County Museum on the Jurassic Coast and is set to tour the country for 3 years, stopping at a range of venues, eventually finishing at Norwich Cathedral. Known affectionately as Dippy, the dinosaur has been on display at the Natural History Museum in London since 1905. It has now been replaced by a blue whale skeleton. The model, made from a cast of Diplodocus bones discovered in Wyoming in 1898, is due to visit Norwich from July to October 2020. It will be delivered to Norwich in multiple boxes and put up over 5 days. As well as the free exhibition, it is hoped creative events relating to Dippy, natural history and science will take place across the city. Roughly 5 million people are expected to see the skeleton on its tour.
Flanking the doorway of a popular city night spot, Samson and his fellow statue Hercules were familiar faces to generations of young people enjoying nights out in Norwich. They were perhaps the city's most famous doormen as they stood outside the Tombland Dance Hall that shared their names, and their replicas later adorned the doorways of the clubs Ritzy and Icon. Now the original Samson statue, removed from his Tombland home in 1993 for preservation reasons, could be making a return to the limelight as a Saving Samson campaign is launched to raise £15,000 to enable the sculpture to be displayed in the Museum of Norwich at Bridewell. It would also give people the chance to see the famous character in a new light, thanks to specialist conservation work undertaken by London-based Plowden and Smith. The restoration experts have removed all paint from the figure to reveal the intricate wood carving beneath, which would have been on display when Samson was first installed outside the Tombland home of Norwich Mayor Christopher Jay in the year 1657. The Saving Samson campaign wants to ensure the figure is now preserved for future generations in a special display case that will both protect him and allow him to remain on public display.